The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Alistair Haynes, Chief Executive Officer of Aquis PLC. AQX is the ticker there. Alistair, thanks for joining me.
Not at all, Justin. We got great fun.
Yeah, and you've just released your interim results for the 6 months ended the 30th of June, and some good numbers. Growth there, EBITDA trebled, so it's very impressive. We'll dig into that. Before we do, and I'm sure many investors listening to this have heard of Aquis and maybe use your platform, but for people not familiar, Alistair, can you explain what Aquis is, please?
Absolutely. We're one company, Aquis Exchange, but we operate three businesses within that company. That is the original business we started, which is a platform for trading the top shares, in fact, 1,700 shares in 15 different countries across Europe. And we operate a subscription model. We're the only exchange in the world where people pay basically just like a mobile phone company. They pay a subscription per month. They can trade when they get to the top tier, unlimited trades, and that differentiates us to anybody else. We also have a rule that prohibits the proprietary traders out there and some of these prop trading firms from aggressively trading, which makes our liquidity very different. In short, the Aquis Exchange, we have 22% of all the liquidity in the top 1,700 stocks across Europe. We execute 5.8% of that. That's actually our market share. That makes us the seventh largest exchange group in Europe in terms of value traded. And that has been a tremendous growth business for us. The second business is we've entered the primary market space. We think that there's needed to have this competition amongst against these national primary markets that we'll talk about in a minute with the results, but actually looking to change the way and get the public back into public markets. And the third business line we have is we operate what we call Aquis Technologies. We license the technology we have. We have cutting edge technology. We've worked with proof of concept, with Amazon Web Services, with Singapore Exchange to create a technology that we are now selling to startup exchanges, recognized exchanges, all these things. So the three businesses, and of course we have a fourth revenue stream, which is data. As an exchange, because of Aquis Stock Exchange and the primary, because of the exchange group, we have this data and we sell this data to non-members. All our members get data for free. And that's Aquis Exchange in a nutshell.
Excellent stuff. And do you know what? I'm loving your passion, Alistair. And it's, do you know what? It's coming across. Obviously, I'm a very active investor, and I've noticed Aquis stocks in the UK exchange there being mentioned a lot more on social media. So I think that's testament to what you're doing there. But let's go through some of the highlights, if you could, the highlights from the interim results, Alistair.
Well, we saw revenues increase by 37%. That's to 6.7 million. I think that's really, really important. The key one you've mentioned before is we've tripled EBITDA to 1.6 million. We've got a pre-tax profit for the 6 months of £1 million against a £500,000 profit last year, which is our inaugural profit for the whole year. So we're making good progress. And you know, we're now a profitable business going forward. I think what is also so key is that we've seen the market share grow. I mentioned the 5.8%. We've seen turnover of actually the number of messages. This is how we charge in our subscription grow by 27% against a backdrop where actually this year, turnover of the whole of Europe, the trading, is actually down 13%. So in a backdrop of COVID, in a backdrop of lower turnover, we're actually increasing and picking up market share. So I think on that side, the exchange, very good news. On the technology side, we're getting very, very good progress on a number of contracts. We can't monetize those. We don't actually get recognized the revenue recognition due to accounting until we actually actually put that technology into our customers. So actually the revenue recognition will be in the future, but we're making progress there. And of course, what you said, and I was really delighted to hear it, is the Aquis Stock Exchange, we've changed the rules, we've raised the standards, we've put our own technology in there, and we have changed the way. And we have a very, very simple sort of view of the primary market, is that we think companies are like children. They start small, they grow, and they mature. And just like children, we send them when they're young off to primary school, and the primary school teaches them in a certain way. And it actually, we expect certain behaviors from them. And when they grow up, they pass their test, 11 plus, whatever, they go to secondary school, where we teach them again in a different way. We give them homework. We expect different behaviors. And ultimately, we move them to university, where guess what? They learn a different way. They do more self-learning and things. The problem with the market today is that we have a sort of one-size-fits-all regulation which isn't appropriate. It's like sending four-year-olds off to university. And what we want to do, what we've created here, is made absolutely certain that we have proportionate regulation and appropriate trading mechanisms depending on what stage that company is. So we've created the ultimate school for growth companies. Access, which is what we call it for the primary school, Apex, and our main market. And what is so key, we mustn't forget that what is the purpose behind a stock exchange? It is to get capital to growth companies. And it should be the first port of call to go to the public markets and not the last port of call. And the reason why the public are so important on this is we need the public to be in the IPO. We need the public to be there trading these stocks. And that absolutely is essential. If you don't have the public trading them, you don't get liquidity. If you don't get liquidity, you won't necessarily be able to get the institutional backing that comes in. If you don't get the institutions, then your cost of capital goes up because your stock price falls and then you fail. So it is really important. And we have made, I think, over the last 6 months, a tremendous progress in getting new advisors. We've done 14 IPOs. We've done 20 since we bought this company last year. We've got over 50 companies wanting to come to our market, and that number is increasing on a weekly basis. And we just believe that message, at long last, is being seen by people out there to make quite certain that there is true competition to the national market. I'm not negative about national markets. They have a gold standard and everything, in the same way as the New York Stock Exchange used to. However, when NASDAQ came along, there were all these tech companies that needed, they didn't want to go to the gold standard. They wanted to go to a different marketplace. And what have we got today? All these new economy stocks, digital assets, we've got e-commerce businesses, e-learning businesses, smart factory businesses, all these things need a home. And we want Aquis Stock Exchange to be the home of these growth companies. And that's what I think we can do. Now, what I would ask anybody who's listening to this podcast is, of course, we still have a lot of work to do. There are brokers out there, online brokers today, who I think misunderstand, maybe go back to the old days where they've never seen true competition. And a lot of your listeners won't necessarily, they'll pick up an account, might have an account with Hargreaves Lansdown or somebody like that, and they'll find they can't take the opportunity of investing in stocks that are on the Aquis Exchange. Mm-hmm. We want to change that. And we have to get people to continue to call these companies and demand access. A ShareSoc interview that we did, a survey, shows 83% of the people interviewed want access to all assets, all quoted assets, which includes Aquis Stock Exchange. And that is really important. And that's what we want to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm very, very optimistic about the future. There's never been a more important time for the government, for this country, to want to actually get capital in a post-Brexit, post-COVID environment to SMEs. And we can do that with the retail.
Yeah. And is that the way forward? Because I've had the same experience. I've looked at companies and, you know, I've liked them and I've gone to sort of, you know, buy them in my ISA or online there with Barclays, and they're not available because they're on Aquis. And is that the way forward, just pressurizing the brokers and saying, listen, come on, give us access to this market?
We have to pressurize them because we are pressurizing things like there's a misunderstanding. HMRC, I hear all the time from various people. I've got messages, many, many messages, probably from listeners to this podcast, who write to me and sort of say, oh, I'm not allowed to put your Aquis stock in an ISA or a SIP. But actually, it's factually wrong, because HMRC has recognized us. And I can send people the details that show that Aquis Stock Exchange is a recognized investment exchange in the same way as the London Stock Exchange is. It operates an MTF in the same way as the London Stock Exchange operates AIM, an MTF. It's identical. We have the same privileges, no stamp duty, inheritance tax relief, all these sort of things on our growth market. And yet the guidance notes often are wrong. The HMRC guidance notes themselves. So we've written to HMRC, we need these changes. So often the brokers come back and tell information which they're misinterpreting, misunderstanding. There is no reason why an Aquis Stock Exchange stock shouldn't be in a SIP or an ISA.
Yeah,
if they're accepting AIM stocks, they should absolutely accept Aquis stock exchange stocks.
Well, and sometimes, you know what, it's as simple as just emailing your broker, because it's happened to me, and they've given me access. And so sometimes people won't do that, though, will they? They just say, oh, they ignore it and move on to the next stock. So, yeah, it's worth contacting your broker. If you see a decent company on Aquis and you want to invest in it, just contact your broker sometimes, because they can open up that channel. Very interesting. So you've had a cracking first 6 months. More to come, do you think, Alistair?
I hope so. You know, we're saying to people we're in line with expectations, and the reason we say that, we're a growth company, we're expected to grow at a rapid rate. You know, I really do think, you know, in the longer term here, we are in the right place. We've got the right people. We strengthened the executive team. We've invested, but we're always investing at a lower cost than we're actually generating our revenues. So we're investing out of profit. And I think that's really important for shareholders to know that, you know, this is a growth company that is not looking to go out there and raise more capital. We don't need more capital. We've got over £13 million of cash sitting in our balance sheet, and it's cash generative. So, you know, we have every opportunity to take advantage of the paradigm shift. And I know that's a terrible expression to use, but the changes that are taking place in equity trading around the world, equity issuance, both primary and also the equity trading in the secondary markets for small caps.
Yeah, well, I'm sure if the company reflects your passion, Alistair, it'll get there, no problem at all. But I'll just point out, on the front page of Vox Markets here, there's 10 companies. They are the most followed, and that changes all the time, every minute, and there's all follow buttons next to them. So to get on that list to the top 10, if you could, give us three reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page and add you to their watch list, please.
Well, I think, first of all, my first thing would say join the crusade to get the public back into public markets. I mean, that's absolutely essential, because, you know, we need to, that's for the country, in effect. That will help the economy. And you need that. But retail is a critical part of the investment process. Second thing I would say is learn about the new issues. If you're looking at us and seeing what's there, look what's coming down the pipeline. We've had some incredibly good performing stocks, and they're missed because they often don't appear on a chat room, or they don't appear here. But there's some great businesses in Aquis Stock Exchange, and there will be a lot more coming down the pipeline over the next few months or so. And I think the third and final thing, which is a sort of blow the trumpet for Aquis, we are a very interesting growth stock ourselves. You know, we've been in the top 500 fastest growing stocks in Europe, according to the Financial Times, for the last couple of years. I believe we'll continue to grow. And I think, you know, if people watch very carefully what we're doing, how we're innovating, how we're using the technology, how we're getting that liquidity out there to the marketplace, I think it's something that people should take note of, and, you know, they should watch us as well.
Excellent stuff. Alistair, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Very much look forward to it. Thanks, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.